Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Please turn with me to James chapter 3.
请我们把圣经打开到雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3, 13 to 18.
雅各书第三章第十三节到第十八节。
I will read the English first and then we can read the Chinese.
我先念英文，然后大家可以读中文。
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真理。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
Okay, let's have a short word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our loving Father, we thank you that we have this privilege and the honor to come before you this morning to worship you.
爱我们的父，我们感谢你给我们这样的特权，我们今天能够在这里来敬拜你。
We thank you in advance for giving us the grace and the Holy Spirit as we share your word.
我们谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们，让我们可以分享你的话。
May the Holy Spirit soften our hearts.
愿圣灵柔软我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit quicken our bodies.
愿圣灵使我们的心能够醒过来。
And may our hearts be opened to you, the Holy Spirit.
使我们的心能够向圣灵敞开。
So that your word can change us from the inside.
所以你的话可以从里面改变我们。
We commit this following time into your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Who is wise and understanding among you?
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？
Let him show it by his good life.
他就当在他的行为上表明出来。
By deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.
就是由智慧而来的行为。
There are one way to look at this question is asking us as a congregation who you think is wise.
其中这个问题的一个问法就是看在我们聚集之中哪些人是有智慧的。
And also there may be brothers and sisters among us who considers themselves to be wise.
我们当中也许有些弟兄姐妹认为自己是有智慧的。
The Bible says, "Let him show it by his life."
圣经是说，让他在生命上表明出来。
The things that we say,
我们所说的话。
The things that we do,
我们所做的事。
How we say, how we speak,
我们怎么说话。
And how we do things,
我们怎样行事。
It all demonstrates to others if we have wisdom or not.
就向别人显明我们是否有智慧。
And it takes time for us to, when we say somebody is wise,
如果我们说某人是有智慧的，
it took some time for us to determine that.
我们是需要时间来明白这件事。
We cannot determine if somebody is wise or not by just one word or one meeting.
我们听他说了一句话，或者跟他一起参加了一次聚会，并不能就让我们知道他是否有智慧。
A wise person says the right thing at the right time.
一个有智慧的人在恰当的时候说恰当的话。
Not only does that person say it at the right time, but they say it the right way.
不单单的说话的时候时宜，而且说话的方式也时宜。
Because it is quite different when a word is given as somebody who is telling somebody what to do.
当我们告诉别人做什么的时候,
but when the same word is spoken with gentleness,
但是如果我们用温柔的方式说出来,
with kindness and with grace,
有恩慈有恩典的时候,
it is very different.
就不同。
And even the things that we do,
我们做的事也是一样。
When we give money,
当我们奉献金钱的时候,
when we give our time,
当我们奉献我们时间的时候,
when we give our bodies,
当我们把我们的身体奉献的时候,
how we do that,
我们怎样去做,
makes a big difference.
差别很大。
Because we can give money so that people can look up to us.
我们奉献金钱的一种方式是让别人看重我们。
We can do things to impress people.
我们可以让人家稀奇。
But when we give money in secret,
但是如果我们在暗中奉献金钱,
when we give our time without regard to what people think of us,
如果我们把时间奉献出来而不管人家是否感觉到,
that is quite different.
那就很不同。
If our decisions and our words,
如果我们做的决定我们说的话,
and our deeds are motivated,
我们的行为和动机,
by selfish ambition,
乃是出于我们自我的膨胀,
those things have no place in the Lord's work.
那么在神的工作当中就没有份,
those things have no place in the Lord's house.
在神的家里也没有份。
If we say things among our brethren,
如果在弟兄中我们所说的话,
so that they would be impressed by what we say,
使弟兄觉得我们很会说话,
if we do things, if we serve, even in the church,
即使我们在教会里面服侍,
so that we may be honored,
我们得了荣耀,
isn't that out of a selfish motive?
这是不是出于自我的动机呢?
When we do things to look good,
如果我们是要想让自己看上去很好,
to impress people,
让别人欣赏我们,
of course, that's a selfish motive.
当然就是自我的一种出于自我的动机。
You know, the Lord, because we are limited by what we hear and what we see.
我们因着我们听所听所看见的而受到，我们所听见所看见的使我们受到限制。
That's pretty much all we can go by.
我们就是这样。
But the Lord approaches what he hears and what he sees differently.
但是主他所说所做的却不同。
Because as we are saying things,
我们说话的时候,
the Lord, when we say things, the Lord is not only listening to what we say, but Lord is looking at our hearts.
我们说话的时候, 主不单单看我们说什么, 他更看我们的内心。
Why did he say that?
他为什么这样说话呢?
Why did he say it that way?
他为什么这种方式说话呢?
And with our actions, it's the same way.
我们做的事也是一样。
When we do things,
我们做事的时候,
when we give our money,
当我们奉献金钱的时候,
when we give our time,
当我们奉献时间的时候,
why is he doing that?
主会说他为什么这样做?
Why is he doing that?
为什么他这样做?
The Lord measures our intentions and our motives of the heart.
主要看我们心里面的动机。
This letter that James wrote is addressed to the churches.
雅各所写的这封书信是写给教会的。
It's actually addressed to the believers who are Hebrews.
是写给希伯来的信徒的。
But as we read it in a congregation, we could hear it as addressing to the church.
那我们在聚会中读的时候, 它就是在对教会所说的。
We could listen to it as addressing to a family.
也可以说呢, 它是对家庭说的。
So within the church,
在教会里面,
we have people who speak wisdom.
教会当中有人是讲话有智慧的。
Within the church, we have brothers and sisters who show by deeds that they have wisdom.
在教会中也有弟兄姐妹用他们的行为显出他们的智慧。
While we could only look from the outside,
虽然我们只能够从外面来看
the Lord looks at the motives.
但是神是看人的动机。
Not only the motives, but how it came out from the inside.
不单单是动机，而且呢是看从我们里面如何表明出来。
What is driving?
是什么驱使他这样做？
A family I know who attends another church told me something that happened in their church.
我认识的有一家，他们去了另外一个教会，告诉我那边的事情。
They had a youth pastor who served in the church for several years.
在他们教会中有一个牧师是服侍年轻人的，已经几年了。
After a while, the youth pastor wanted to have more responsibilities.
过了一段时间之后，这个年轻的牧师他就希望负更多的责任。
More ambitions.
或者说
if I can say it that way.
或者说他就开始有一些野心。
And this caused some conflict with the senior pastor.
这样呢就使那个资深的牧师他们之间产生了一些冲突。
So this conflict could not be worked out.
而这个冲突又没有办法解决。
So the youth pastor decided to leave and start another church.
那么这个带领年轻人的牧师他就离开，他就开始了另外一个教会。
I really don't know all the details of this conflict.
那我并不知道冲突里面的细节。
But when this youth pastor decided to leave, there were some problems within the church.
但是当这个牧养年轻人的牧师离开的时候，就给教会带来一些问题。
Because while he was serving there, he captured the hearts of many youth.
因为他在那里服侍的时候，很多年轻人的心被他所吸引。
So when these youth found out that this pastor was leaving,
这些年轻人发现这个牧师要离开的时候，
it was natural for many of them to want to go with him.
并没不是说很多年轻人想跟他一起离开。
It's not only the youth.
不单单是这些年很多年轻人想跟他一起离开。
Because these youth have parents.
而且他们因为有父母。
So many families left the church as well.
结果呢就很多家庭也离开了教会。
There was a lot of struggle within the church, obviously.
显然在教会当中就有了许多争执。
But as many families left,
因为许多家庭离开了。
There was a lot of bitterness,
就产生了许多的苦毒。
A lot of anger,
很多的恼恨。
In both sides,
在两方面。
The ones who stayed,
留下这些人
had anger and bitterness,
他们当中有气愤，有苦毒。
And the ones who left,
离开了那些呢？
Also had anger and bitterness in their hearts.
同样在他们心当中也有气愤和苦毒。
And I would venture to say, this is not the way the Lord plants churches.
神带领教会并不是这样。
Because this new church started from conflict.
因为这个新的教会它的起始是因着冲突。
Not from the conflict itself, but because that conflict could not be resolved.
不单单是这个冲突，而且这个冲突没有办法解决。
You know, all of us who are members of a family, we all have conflict.
我们都知道，如果我们是一个家庭的成员的话，我们就会有冲突。
And sometimes when we are young within the family, when we are children,
当我们年纪轻的时候，在家里面，我们是孩子的时候
，we may not be able to really.Get the essence of what's going on.
也许我们并不很清楚到底发生了什么事。
Well, I'm specifically talking about the conflict between adults, between parents.
我特别讲的是，如果父母大成人之间有了冲突，孩子心里面并不很清楚怎么回事。
Because as children, we may look and we look at who is winning.
小孩就看到底这冲突当中谁是胜的一方。
And if we are impressed by the one who seems to win,
那如果我们看到有一方是胜了,
and that's what appeals to us,
那对我们来讲就很吸引，就很有吸引力。
We will approach conflicts the way that we think will give us the best chance to win.
那么当我们遇到问题的时候，我们就会模仿，那赢的那一方的方式，使得我们在冲突当中也会得胜。
But what I have discovered as I get older,
那么当我渐渐长大之后，我发现，
is that when there's conflict,
有冲突的时候，
and there's an argument or a fight between the parents,
当父母之间有争吵，有纷争的时候，
even conflict between parents and older children,
甚至呢，就是父母跟年纪比我大的孩子之间有冲突的时候，
the one who is gentler,
okay, 那更温柔的一方，
the one who humbles himself or herself,
那么能够自己谦卑的那一方，
I see that there's more beauty in that.
而在他那边有更多的美丽。
I was not able to see it when I was younger.
我小的时候我看不见这一点。
Because when I was younger, it's like, oh, who's stronger?
小的时候我就看谁更强。
That's more obvious to me.
那对我来讲这一点更明显。
But as I get older,
当我长大以后,
I see the beauty in the one who is responding humbly.
而我看到的是在谦卑的那一方当中的美丽。
So when there is conflict and we respond with the wisdom that is from above,
当有冲突的时候，如果我们有上面的智慧来回应，
it is quite different.
那就很不同。
It is very different.
非常不同。
It is like night and day.
就好像，
It's like night and day.
就好像白夜和黑夜不同一样。
Because when there's conflict, when there's a problem,
当有了冲突有问题的时候，
it involves at least two people.
那至少有两方面， 有两方。
This youth pastor and the senior pastor, maybe it was just between them two.
也许只是年轻人的牧师和资深牧师，也许只是他们两个人。
But perhaps the senior pastor went to talk to another brother.
那么这个资深的牧师可能就会去跟另外一个弟兄讲。
And said bad things about the other brother.
就讲到另外一个弟兄的事。
And perhaps the youth pastor went to the brothers and sisters who he knew would sympathize with him.
那么这位年轻人的牧师也许就会去找同情他的弟兄和姐妹去讲。
And the words that came out may not have sounded harsh.
他们讲的话也许并不是很激烈。
But how he phrases words.
但是他怎么讲的话。
How he says things.
他怎么说。 他用他的用词。
The information that's included.
他讲话里面所包含的内容，
and the information that's left out，
还有他特意不讲的事，
quite often the person who he's talking to will sympathize with him over the other person，
那么他听了他的话，通常呢就会同情他，而不是另外一方。
Our motives，
我们的，
our intentions，
我们的动机， 我们的目的，
if it is out of a selfish ambition，
如果是出于我们自己的野心的话，
so that I would look good，
使我自己看上去更好，
so that I would get what I want，
使得到我想要的东西，
it may sound good，
也许听上去是好的，
but how it comes out and the effects that it has，
但是说出来如何影响着别人，
is not of the Lord，
这不是出于神。
So when you have two people who are in conflict，
当有两个人冲突的时候，
and you speak to them，
你跟他们讲话，
generally if the person is still angry，
通常的情况，如果那个你跟他讲话的人还在愤怒中的时候，
you could tell，
你就能够知道。
But if the person has been before the Lord，
但是如果那个人已经到了主的面前，
and has humbled himself or herself，
自己谦卑，
and is trying to understand the other person，
理解对方，
is trying to give the other person the benefit of the doubt，
让对方能够明白，
When you speak to this brother or sister,
那你对这样的弟兄或者姐妹说话的时候,
that gentleness and that mercy and the grace comes out in the conversation.
那么他的话中就会有温柔、有恩慈、有良善、有怜悯。
The things that they say will not be so divisive.
他们所说的话就不会造成分裂。
Will not be
就不会，他们说的话就不会那么肯定，那么确定。
Will not be mean-spirited.
他们也不会，他们的灵也不会那样的粗鲁。
Even as they express frustration,
虽然他们会表明他们的一些气馁。
You can see that there's a struggle inside.
你看到他们里面有挣扎。And
that struggle is not to put the other person down.
但是这种挣扎不是要打倒对方。
It is not to defeat the other person.
不是要击败对方。
That struggle is because, you know, in their own heart, out of their own desire,
那么这种挣扎乃是出于他们自己内心的挣扎，是对自己的挣扎。
They do want to triumph over them, over the other person. They want to win.
他们确实，他们是想要在这种冲突之中，希望他们能够得胜。
They want to win the conflict.
他们希望在冲突中能够得胜。
But the Lord is whispering something else into their hearts.
但是神对他们的心却悄悄说着不同的话。
So they hear the Lord speak to their hearts.
他们听见神对他们的心说话。
And what the Lord is saying to their heart is quite different than what their heart is saying to them.
但是主对他们所心里面所说的话，对他们心对自己说的话却很不一样。
So if this brother or sister has not been completely won over by the Holy Spirit,
如果这个弟兄还没有被圣灵所完全的得胜的话,
you could still sense that struggle of good and evil, I don't know if that's appropriate.
你仍然能够感觉到他们心中善与恶的这种挣扎。
But the ones who are responding out of their own flesh,
如果有人按照自己的肉体来行事的话,
unless they are very good at masking it, unless they are very good at masking,
除非他们很能够控制自己,
unless they are a very good actor,
除非他们是很好的演员,
the fleshly response is kind of obvious.
那么肉体的反应就会很明显。
Because deep in the hearts of us,
因为在我们内心深处,
there's our heart,
有我们的心,
the heart of the flesh,
肉体的,
and those of us who believe, deep in our hearts, there's the heart of the Lord.
那么我们信主的人在我们内心的深处是主。
And what the Lord plants in that heart,
主在那个心里面所栽下的,
is a seed.
是一个种子,
and that seed comes from above.
而这个种子是从上面来的,
and that seed is of wisdom from above.
这个种子是从上面的智慧来的,
but in our hearts,
在我们心里,
also is the heart of flesh.
同样也有血气的心,
and that heart of flesh is ambitious.
这个肉体的心就是野心,
is selfish.
就是自我,
motivated by our own benefits.
乃是为着我们自己得益处,
to look good, to sound good.
让我们表现得好，让我们看上去很好。
To get what we want.
得到我们想要的东西。
There's also a possibility that that seed came from the devil himself.
那么这个种子也有可能也是从鬼魔来的。
Because Satan loves to separate.
因为撒旦所喜爱的就是分开。
To break apart.
破坏。
The Lord puts many relationships together.
神建立了许多的关系。
Marriages are put together by the Lord.
婚姻是神放在一起的。
And when there is divorce,
那么离婚呢?
It is work of the enemy.
就是仇敌的工作。
A church,
教会,
the brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
are put together by the Lord.
神把我们摆在一起。
And when there is work in the church to cause division,
如果在教会当中有造成分裂的事,
to separate.
造成分开。
It may not even be actually separating and form two different churches.
也许不是分成两个教会。
But if within the church,
但是如果在教会当中,
you have people who say, I follow Peter.
如果有人说我是跟从基法的,
and you have people who say, I follow Paul.
有人说我是跟从保罗的,
and you have people who say, I follow Jesus.
有人说我是跟从耶稣的,
those kinds of divisions,
这种分裂,
is the work of the enemy.
是仇敌的工作。
Those seeds,Of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵所在的种子
are good,
是好的。
That seed that is planted by the Holy Spirit into our hearts,
是圣灵把这种子栽在我们心里。
When it grows,
当它成长的时候
and it bears fruit,
就会结出果实。
There's purity,
就是清洁。
There's peace,
和平。
Gentleness,
温柔。
Mercy,
怜悯。
Righteousness.
公义。
When you see these kinds of fruit,
当我们看到这样的果实的时候
，we can be sure,
我们就确信
that that seed came from above.
这样的种子是从上面来的。
The seeds that came from the flesh of our heart,
从我们肉体所来的种子
，and definitely the seed that came from Satan,
就是从撒旦来的。
Will not and cannot bear this kind of fruit.
不可能结出这样的果子。
A bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
一个坏树不能结好果子。
And a good tree is impossible for that good tree to bear bad fruit.
好树也绝对不能结坏果子。
On the one hand, this work of the Holy Spirit is in our own hearts.
从一方面来说，圣灵在我们内，在我们心里面。做工
But also, the work that is in our hearts can come out.
另一方面呢，我们心里面呢，也可以结出果实来。
And the good seed that the Lord planted into our hearts,
主在我们心中所栽的好种，好果，好种子。
And it bears good fruit,
就会结好果子。
Of peace and gentleness,
就是和平温柔。
Love and grace,
爱恩典。
That fruit.You know, other people can taste it also.
这样的果子别人是能够尝到的。
And that seed can take plant into their hearts as well.
这样呢，那个种子也可以在别人的心里面啊栽种下来。
I think I mentioned this before. I have mentioned it many times. You know the story of Les Miserables?
我想这个故事我讲过许多遍了，大家是否知道？
Les Miserables.
啊，是否知道那个《悲惨世界》这个故事
？Who knows the story of Les Miserables? Okay, who doesn't know? Who's never heard of Les Miserables before? Okay. It's a broad Les Miserables is a book written by Victor Hugo.
这本书是雨果所写的。
The book is this thick. I never read it.
这本书太厚，我从来没不能读完。
I have seen the play.
但是我看了戏那个剧。
There's a musical called Les Miserables.
有一个啊歌剧叫做《悲惨世界》。
And I have seen it twice.
我看了两遍。
There's a part in the book and also in the play.
那在这个书里面，同样在这歌剧里面有一个情节。
There's a criminal.
有一个罪犯。
There's a convict.
是一个，是一个。
It's a criminal.
啊，就是一个罪犯。
He just came out of prison.
他刚从监狱里面出来。
He was in prison because he stole a piece of bread.
他之所以进了监狱，是因为他偷了一块面包。
And obviously he got caught.
结果当然他就被抓住了。
For stealing a piece of bread, he was put in prison.
因为偷了一块面包，所以呢，他进了监狱。
I forget how many years he was in prison.
我不记得他在监狱里面蹲了几年。
But actually, the reason why he stole the bread was because his sister's child was hungry.
啊，他之所以呢去偷面包，因为他妹妹的孩子饿。
So needless to say, while he was in prison, His heart became very hard.
那么不管怎么样, 因为他进了监狱, 所以他的心就变得很硬。
So after he served his time in prison,
那么他刑满释放之后,
he was released.
他被释放了。
But he has to carry around a letter that says he served time in prison.
但是呢, 他需要身上带着一封信, 上面说着他坐过监狱。
So when he goes to work,
他找工作的时候,
he gets a lot less pay than the people who has not been into prison.
那么呢, 他付给他的工钱呢, 就比别人要少很多。
That's assuming he could even get a job with a letter like that.
就是说呢, 就算他能够找到工作, 因为他, 就算他有了那封信, 还能够找到工作的话,
So one night he goes to a house.
有一天晚上他到一个人家里面, 到一个房子,
and asks for a place to sleep for the night.
他求呢人家让他住一夜。
And it happened to be a house of a priest.
结果呢, 正好呢, 就是一个神父的家。
And the priest was very gracious.
那这个神父呢, 他很有怜悯之心。
He took him in.
他让他进来。
Fed him dinner.
给他晚饭,
and gave him a warm place to sleep.
给他一个温暖的地方, 让他可以待着, 他可以睡。
The next morning, there was a knock at the door.
第二天早上就有人敲门。
There was police.
是警察。
And the man who slept overnight. And the convict.
那么有人来敲这个神父的门, 在门外呢, 就是警察和昨天晚上在他家睡觉那个人。
The policeman said, this man says, we found this man with some silver in his sack.
警察说呢, 我们在这个人他背的包里面发现了银器。
We questioned him about it, and he says that you gave the silver to him.
那么我们就问他, 结果他说呢, 是你给了他银子。
We came to find out if he is telling the truth.
那么我们就要来核实一下他讲的是否是真话。
The priest responded by saying, you forgot the candlesticks.
那么神父怎么说呢? 他说, 你忘了把那个蜡台也带去了。
In other words, the priest was saying, yes, I did give it to him. He didn't, but he said he did give it to him.
虽然呢,这个神父并不是把银子给了他, 但是他其实说的就是,是的,我给他。
So this convict has been used, was used to being mistreated.
这个罪犯他过去一直呢,都是被别人虐待。
Being punished.
对。
He was used to being punished for actions like that.
他已经习惯了因这种各因着这样的行为而受到惩罚。
So when he received these candlesticks from the priest,
那么当他从神父手里接过那个蜡台的时候,
he stopped and he thought about it.
他就开始
I forget in the play if he's praying to God, but he's having a dialogue, talk to himself.
我忘记了在那个戏剧中他有没有对神祷告, 但是呢, 他跟自己有一段对话。
And what this priest did went deep into his heart.
因着这个神父对他所做的这些事, 所以在这个罪犯的内心深处,
and it changed him.
使他有了改变。
It changed him completely.
完全改变了他。
From that moment on,
从那一刻开始,
because of the change in his heart,
因为他的心改变了,
he decides, I am going to live differently.
他决定我要过另外一种不同的生活。
I have been changed by this mercy and grace.
是这个怜悯和恩典改变了我。
I have been changed by this act of kindness.
这种行为改变了我。
So this man goes on to be a a blessing.
后来这个人就成为了一个祝福。
To this one particular character, but the fact is, the point is, he was changed.
这个人改变了，这是重点。
The priest,
那个神父
the priest could have responded very differently.
他可以用完全不同的方式来处理这件事情。
If the priest got angry,
如果他很愤怒的话
and the priest said, throw him in jail,
说把他扔到监狱里去的话
he would have had every right.
他有这样的权利。
Nobody would have looked at the priest and said, why is he doing that?
没有人会质问神父说为什么会这样做。
Even if he didn't get angry, he said, no, I didn't give him the candles.
即使呢他没有很生气只要他说我没有把蜡烛给他。
And he didn't do anything.
或者他什么都没有做的话。
He didn't try to save the convict.
他不用试着去救这个囚犯。
If the priest said, no, I didn't give him the candlesticks, you're the policeman, you do what is right.
如果神父对他说我没有给他你是警察你决定怎么处理的话。
Even if the priest responded that way,
如果牧师是这个神父是这样做的话
nobody would find fault.
也没有人会觉得他不对。
Nobody could point to him and say,No, why is he acting this way?
没有人会手指着他说他为什么会这样做。
But how he responded?
但是他如何的处理这件事
？By showing mercy and compassion.
表明他的同情和怜悯。
That kind of reaction is not something that we see in this world.
他的这种回应是我们在这个世界上所看不到的。
That kind of grace.That kind of mercy,
这种怜悯
that kind of wisdom,
这种智慧
comes from above,
是从上面来的。
Seeds that are planted in our hearts,
我们心中所栽种的种子
whether it be good or bad,
好种子坏种子
that seed will grow,
这个种子会成长
and will bear fruit,
会结果。
In our home,
在我们家里
If we wanted to change the hearts of our children,
如果我们要想我们孩子的心改变
you all know what works, what the best is to yell at them, right?
我们知道最有效的方法就是向他们吼叫
Tell them how stupid this is.
告诉他们做这件事情何等愚蠢
Right? Tell them how wrong these decisions are.
告诉他们所做的决定真的是错得不离谱。
And yell at them.
跟他们喊。
Threaten them.
威胁他们。
That works the best, right?
这样最有效，对不对？
Maybe when they were little.
当他们很小很小的时候。
Maybe it works on very young children.
对小小孩也许可以，行之有效。
But you know, as they get older.
但是当他们长大了。
As they start to, become more independent.
他们变得越来越独立了。
The harder we are with our children,
我们对我们的孩子越严厉。
It's like having oil, right?
就好像手上用了油。
And a piece of egg, a hard-boiled egg.
啊，然后呢，就是有鸡蛋，就是已经煮热的鸡蛋。
If you squeeze harder,
如果你捏得越紧
that egg is going to go, right?
那个蛋就跳起来越高。
And the hearts of our children, the more we squeeze,
我们孩子心也是一样，我们转得越紧
the farther and farther they seem to be.
他们就离我们越来越远。
When Jesus responds to his disciples,
耶稣回应他门徒的时候
Whether it was with Peter,
无论是对彼得
When Peter denied him three times,
彼得否认他三次之后
When the disciples talk about silly things, argue about who is the greatest,
当 门徒之间争论谁是最大的这些愚蠢的事情的时候，
knowing that all of his disciples will desert him and leave him，
主耶稣知道这些门徒都要离弃他，
he gathered them together，
他把他们召聚在一起，
he did not point his fingers at them，
他没有指责他们，
he loved them，
他爱他们。
The Bible says he loved them to the end.
圣经说他爱他们到底。
The love that he planted in his disciples' hearts.
他种在他门徒心里面的这个爱。
Those seeds grew.
这些种子长起来。
And there they bore fruit.
并且结了果实。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit within his disciples.
圣灵在这些门徒上所结的果子，
They in turn shared it with others.
他们又与别人分享。
You know, the work of the enemy
仇敌的工作
is destruction,
是毁坏
divisiveness,
是分裂。
You know, Jesus did lose one of his disciples.
主耶稣确实失去了一个门徒。
And that disciple, the result of, well, is that how he put it? But, you know Judas.
犹大这个人。
He hanged himself.
他上吊了。
The result was death.
结果就是死。
And destruction.
毁坏。
That thought that was put in his heart.
他心里面的这个意念，
you know, that's not from the Lord.
不是来自主，
that was planted in there by the enemy.
是仇敌放在他心里。
But Peter,
彼得呢？
You know, sometimes I imagine Peter when he was, he denied the Lord three times.
彼得否认主三次，所以我有时候会想象。
And the third time he denied him,
第三次他否认主的时候，
The Bible says, Jesus looked at him.
圣经说，耶稣就转过去看他。
And when their eyes met,
当他们眼光相聚的时候，
Peter ran out, weeping bitterly.
彼得就出去痛哭。
I don't know what Peter went through that night.
我不知道那一天晚上彼得经过了什么。
I don't doubt that.Satan was probably speaking to his heart as well.
我也想那天撒旦也许想要对他的心说话。
Satan was saying the same things to Peter as he was saying to Judas.
他对犹大说的话，撒旦也对彼得说同样的话。
You're no good.
你很糟糕。
How could you?
你怎么可以这样？
How could you do that to the Lord?
你对主怎么可以这样做？
Remember you boasted?
记不记得你曾经夸口？
That you would go to death with him?
你说你要跟主同死。
Look at you now.
你看看。
You're no good.
你不怎么样。
Don't you want to kill yourself?
你想不想自杀？
There's no doubt.
毫无疑问。
That Satan took that opportunity to speak to his heart as well.
撒旦就抓着这个机会对彼得心说话。
But we know God had mercy on Peter.
但是我们知道神对摩西有怜悯，神对彼得有怜悯。
Even the Lord himself prayed for him.
主自己也为他祷告。
And when the Lord Jesus had resurrected,
主耶稣复活之后，
and the disciples would gather together,
那些门徒聚集在一起的时候，
first he sends the women,to the disciples, tell the disciples and Peter.
主耶稣呢，首先差遣那些妇女去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
And the Lord singles Peter out.
主单单挑选彼得。
And says, "Do you love me?"
问他说，你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？And we know Peter was broken.
我知道彼得的心碎。
The Lord was putting something into Peter's heart.
主将一些东西放到彼得的心里。
And what the Lord was putting into Peter's heart was love.
主放在彼得心里面的就是爱
joy
喜乐
peace
和平
patience
忍耐恩慈
all the fruits of the Holy Spirit
圣灵所结的各样的果子
the seeds for the fruits of the Holy Spirit
就是圣灵的种子
the Lord was putting into his heart
主放在彼得的心里
So it's not so much that we can kind of the English word is contrive to try to make these kinds of fruits
并不是说我们要努力使我们能够结出这些果子来
We cannot make good fruit by trying hard enough
我们即使很努力也不可能结出这些果子来
You know, the fruit that we bear
我们所结的果
whether it be good or bad
无论是好是坏
it's a sign
是一种记号
Unfortunately, other people can see that sign better than us, right?
很不幸的是，别人看这些记号看得比我们自己清楚。
Especially the bad fruit, right?
特别是坏果子。
But if by God's mercy,
但是如果因着神的怜悯
，the Lord helps us to see that the fruit that's not from above,
让我们能够看见不是从上面结的那些果子的时候。
Later on in James, James encourages the people to humble your hearts, humble yourselves before the Lord.
那雅各在他书信后面就跟弟兄姐妹说，我们在主面前要谦卑。
Because our hearts are wicked and it's deceitful.
因为我们的心是恶的，是容易被欺骗的。
Sometimes we can fool. Others,
有时候我们可以欺骗别人
and we could even fool ourselves.
有时候我们也可以自欺
that the things that we do and the things that we say,
我们做的事，我们说的话
we may say is for the Lord.
也许我们说是为了主
but the Lord knows better than us.
但是神比我们清楚
It's not so much that we can try to bear good fruit.
不是说我们要努力结好果子
but if we Go before the Lord.
但是如果我们在神的面前
And we acknowledge that, you know, I don't have this kind of wisdom that the Bible is talking about.
我们承认我们没有圣经里面讲的这样的智慧
And we humble ourselves before the Lord.
我们在主面前谦卑
And we say, Lord, give us wisdom from above.
我们跟主说，主啊，把上面的智慧赐给我们
Give me wisdom from above.
将上面的智慧给我们
And the Bible says, God will give it freely.
圣经就说神会把它白白的赐给我们。
Who is wise and understanding among you?
你们当中，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？
Let him show it by his good life.
就当在他的啊，就当在他的生命当中，在他的善行中显明出来。
By deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.
在温柔的智慧上显出他的善行来。
Also, verse 18, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
第十八节说，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
The Lord is looking for fruit.
主在我们身上要寻找果子。
And thus good fruit.
是好的果子。
Because when we bear good fruit.
因为当我们结出好果子的时候。
When we bear fruit of the Holy Spirit,
当我们结出圣灵的果子的时候
it brings glory to God.
就将荣耀带给神。
Sure, sometimes people pat us on the back and say, give us credit for it.
确实有的时候人会称赞我们。
But we should all learn to say praise the Lord.
但是我们都要说赞美主。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you so much.
我们实在感谢你。
For giving Jesus to us.
把主耶稣赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for desiring to change us.
主啊，谢谢你愿意来改变我们。
You know that our hearts are wicked and evil.
知道我们的心是邪恶的。
And without hope.
也是没有希望的。
But you have taken us out of this world.
但是你把我们从这个世界分别出来。
And you have put us into Christ.
把我们放在基督里。
And you have put Christ in us.
把基督也放在我们里面。
And we pray that that seed that you have planted into our hearts.
主啊，我们求你栽在我们心里的那个种子。
The seed of our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣基督的种子。
The seed of wisdom that is from above.
从上面来的智慧的种子。
Would grow.
可以成长。
Will mature.
可以成熟。
And bear fruit.
可以结果。
For your own glory.
使你得的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.